So our family culture is one where we work together. And so as you do these things, I mean, as you get more sophisticated in real estate, you'll learn that your time is more valuable than swinging a hammer. However, it was important for us to train our children in construction skills so that as they mature and grow and start investing in real estate themselves, they will understand the construction skills.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, how's it going? We're so glad you're here and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm so excited to bring our guest, Camila Jeffs, onto the show. Camila, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. So excited to talk and yeah, let's do this.
Awesome. Well, everyone, Camila Jeffs is passionate about financial education, building wealth, and living a life by design. She is founder of Steady Stream Investments, a company focused on providing investment opportunities in large multifamily and senior housing communities. Camila, I know you have just a wealth of experience and have touched so many different sectors in the real estate space. Would you do us a favor and go back in time and tell us about kind of where you started and give us an overview of your journey and how you got to where you are now?
I'd love to. So my journey started in a garage where my husband and I were living in a garage, like someone's like detached garage where they had converted it into an apartment of some sort. It was not the most exciting and lavish place to live. And as we were young, poor, married students, and we were just trying to figure out, well, what can we do? How can we get out of this garage? And our landlord at the time, she was a real estate agent and she owned that one. And then she owned the house in front. And she was talking to us one day and suggested, well, maybe we could find you a house to buy. And we're like, whoa, whoa, no, we don't have any money. Like, we can't buy a house. She's like, no, just a minute. Maybe we can find you a house to buy that has a basement apartment in it that you could rent out. And then you would be paying just a tiny bit on the mortgage every month. And so she ran the numbers for us and we were like, oh, okay. Yeah, this could work. And so that's what we did. And that's exactly what we did. We went and we bought a home and the home had a 3-bedroom basement apartment. And so we rented out the rooms to students because we were close to a university at the time. And the house even had a pool in the backyard and we only had to pay like $100 a month to live there. And we were so excited that we could have a house that we could call our own. And then we started thinking, you know, there is something to this real estate thing. Let's learn more. And so I started diving in and just reading book after book after book. I'm a nut for reading books, especially like educational books. I love educational books. And as I was reading the books, I was learning that, yes, real estate is a really great path to build wealth. And so we started that journey. So second step in the journey after we, you know, purchased the house hack was to start doing live-in flips. And a live-in flip is where you buy an old house that's run down, you move in and fix it up, and then you either move out and rent or sell it. And that's how we acquired the next several properties that we had purchased. After that, we went on to small multifamily. I was like, you know, this is cool having a single family house. Now let's try a small multifamily. So about a fourplex. And the fourplex went well. I mean, there was, of course, there were lots of headaches because I was doing everything myself. I was the landlord. I was the negotiator. We were out there cutting the grass and, you know, shoveling the snow in the winter. So doing everything ourselves. And after all those experiences, we started thinking about, well, what's next in the journey? And I'd always had on my vision board to buy an apartment complex because I knew it was great to have a single family home. But if one person moved out, what happens to your income? It goes to zero, right? And so, but if you have an apartment complex, one person moves out, it makes hardly a dent in your income. And so there, it's the economies of scale concept. If you have more, then there, it's less risky than it is for a single family house. And I realized that and learned that. I said, okay, we're going to go all in a multifamily. So we sold off our single family rentals, our fourplex, and we moved all of our money into multifamily. We started out as passive investors, which is a really great way to get involved in large multifamily because you're just simply putting in your money and then the professionals are managing it for you. And they get to take care of everything and it's easy. And then from there, I loved it so much that I was like, I've got to tell other people about this. And so I built Steady Stream Investments, which is an educational platform to educate people about how to invest passively in large multifamily. And then also I vet opportunities for them so that they know that they're investing in a good deal.
Awesome. Yeah, there's just so much there. I would love to just pull apart something or have you dive into something that I know that you've done personally, which is a live-in flip with your family.
Yes.
Would you tell us about one of those stories?
Sure. So I'll tell you about the most recent one we did, and it was in Tempe, Arizona. So we bought a 1980s home that had never been updated. And we moved in and we decided we were going to gut the entire thing. We're going to, you know, gut it and redo everything. Now, keep in mind, I have 5 children and living in a construction zone is not the most easy thing to do, especially with 5 children. But it's important for us, our family. So our family culture is one where we work together. And so as you do these things, I mean, as you get more sophisticated in real estate, you'll learn that your time is more valuable than swinging a hammer. However, it was important for us to train our children in construction skills so that as they mature and grow and start investing in real estate themselves, they will understand the construction skills. Now, whether they want to actually do the construction in the future, that's up to them. And so we did this whole house rehab and our kids learned things from, they all can sheetrock now, they can do baseboards, they can tile, they can lay flooring. But of course, demo day was the absolute favorite. So if you find me on Facebook, you'll see my picture is all of us wearing demo day shirts and holding power tools and stuff. And that's the favorite because we love to knock down walls and knock down, you know, toilets and tubs and all those things. It's so fun. But yeah, that took us about a full year to do. So we lived in that construction zone for about a full year, but it was such a fantastic experience. And it was actually during COVID. So, you know, COVID struck and suddenly we were all home. And I was so grateful that we had this project to do together because it kept all of us busy and working and instead of, you know, moping around and feeling sorry for ourselves that we couldn't play with friends and stuff. It gave us something to do and we just really enjoyed it.
That is so cool because I know that a lot of families had a hard time, you know, with kids being bummed out, but the fact that you were able to take that opportunity and do something together. I want to tie that back in with something that you mentioned earlier about being in the garage when you first got started. And then, so what was it, number one, that you think made it you feel that you couldn't purchase a house? And then how does that tie into the lessons that you want to teach your kids?
Yeah. So a couple of things with the, you know, we felt like we couldn't purchase a home because, you know, our rent at the time was $400, right? So we're paying $400 a month in rent. And we were both in school full time and then also working part-time jobs on the side. And so we were just thinking, we were just in this mindset of this is the only option. Like we don't have any other options. And it wasn't until we talked to an expert that we realized, oh, actually there is another option. And because if you're only thinking linear and you're thinking in just one lane that, okay, yeah, okay, I buy a house, then I move in and now I'm responsible for the mortgage, all the payments, all the landscaping, you know, keeping up the lawn and things like that, that blows up your budget, right? But if you get creative about it, and this is something I love about real estate, is if you get creative about how you go about, you know, purchasing a home, then you can afford a home, and you can even afford a home with a pool, right? It's not just a shack, right? We didn't buy a shack. And so that's what was really exciting about that. And then to your second point about, you know, how do we use that experience to teach our kids? So we're constantly, you know, peppering them with questions. And it's funny, one of my teenagers just laughed the other night at the dinner table. She's like, yeah, my friends are like, what do you guys talk about at dinner? We talk about investing. Like, that's what we talk about. Because we're talking about like different strategies and different ways and businesses and how do they work and stuff. And so my kids will get a really great foundation that I didn't have growing up, right? That, you know, I had to learn on my own, but I'm making sure that they understand that there's always options. There's always a way. It's really just, there's a problem in, ahead of you. You got to find 3 to 29 different ways to go around that problem and solve that problem. And if one way doesn't work, try another way, try another way, try another way. So we're constantly talking about failure and how it's okay to fail. And in fact, it's good to fail. We want you to fail. And then you learn from those failures and how do you like figure it out? And the same thing when we did our live and flip, like we would do things we'd never done before. And so, and then we do it wrong. We're like, oh shoot, we did it wrong. Okay. Let's redo, pull out that, you know, like it was some electrical or plumbing or something. Okay. Pull it out. Now try again. Right. And it's just that concept of try again.
Yeah. I think that's just so awesome that your kids get to be imbued with this whole financial education piece from the two of you. And just what a transformation. I mean, I know a lot of us in this industry have made our own personal transformations, but what a transformation from, you know, as students to where you are today. And I'd love to now kind of move towards where you are today. And I know a passion of yours is impact investing. Can you share with the listeners why that's a passion of yours and how that plays into your real estate business?
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah. So as I was looking at moving up into the big leagues, right? Like, how do I get into large multifamily investing? I was thinking about experiences that I'd had as a small investor. And so there was one home in particular that we rented out and we did it to a Section 8 tenant. If you're not familiar with Section 8, it's just simply a government program that helps people that have low income to be able to afford a place to live. So they will subsidize. So sometimes they'll pay for all their rent. Sometimes they'll pay half of it. And then the tenant is responsible for another half. And that was such a profound experience for me because we rented it out to a single mom who had, you know, 3 children and she stayed for 3 years. She was our tenant for 3 years and we just had a really great relationship with her. We'd come over and we'd mow the lawn every once in a while for her and just chat. And I felt so good to provide housing for someone who really needed it like that and to provide a safe, clean, comfortable place for people to live. Now, again, that economies of scale concept comes into place when I'm contemplating how do I replicate this in a big way? Because I don't want to play small anymore. I'm ready to play big and really go after impact. And so as I looked at multifamily, for example, multifamily apartment communities, there are some really cool things that you can do in apartment communities. And so as I looked at, well, I want to put my money into places and I definitely need a financial return because I'm trying to take care of my own family and I'm trying to build wealth for my family, right? But I also want more than just a financial return. I want a return that also brings back some kind of social good. So what are you doing as a multifamily manager to make sure that your community is safe and clean for your residents, right? And then number three, one that I've added in is also environmental return. So what kind of environmental return am I getting? So are you going in and, like, some of my small projects, you know, if you update the plumbing, now you're saving water. You update the electricity, now you're saving energy. And you put in energy efficient appliances, energy efficient windows. I mean, everything that you can do to reduce our carbon footprint. And so I call it the investing trifecta, where you're affecting people, planet, and profits. So you're getting returns in all three of those, and you can do that in multifamily. And I think that's just so cool that you could have create impact with your money and get more than just simply a financial return.
That's so awesome. Yeah, I think that having passion for what you're doing is so important. And we do make a difference in people's lives, and we have the opportunity to make a difference on the planet. And actually, it's profitable to do so if you do it correctly. And so I just definitely really can resonate with all of that. And I'd love to now ask you about what sorts of mindset shifts you have had to kind of undergo. I know you've spoken to this somewhat, but I know there's more. So give us the goods.
Okay. So one of the mindset shifts that I had to make to be able to get into large multifamily was I had to get rid of my superhero syndrome. That's what I call it, where I did everything myself. Like I said, you know, I was the one out finding the deals. I negotiated the deals. I figured out all the lending. I figured out the money. I was the accountant, the bookkeeper. I was the landlord. I was the, you know, property manager. I was, you know, the fix it, like everything. And so then when I started thinking about, well, how am I going to buy an apartment complex? And suddenly those numbers were just huge. Not only the numbers were huge, but the time and the energy and the expertise that I didn't have, I thought, how am I ever going to be able to get an apartment complex, you know, all by myself? And that's when I had to really, like, look hard at myself and make this shift to more of a team player and a partner, right? I'm a sports person. I'm a big soccer player, right? And so I totally understand the team concept. On a soccer field, you cannot be a superstar and win games. You have to be a team player. So I had this superhero syndrome, thinking that I don't know how to work with other people to do it. I just have to do everything myself. And maybe that was anxiety from, you know, college, right? Where you got assigned a group project and you're like, great, that means I'm doing everything myself. Because I'm the only one that cares about the A, right? But the trick here is you find partners who also care about the A, right? So not, they're not simply assigned to you like they are at college. They are actually out there working. You vet them, you watch them, you work with them, and you try out your partnerships. And that was a huge mindset shift for me, to go from being a solopreneur to now being a partner in multiple deals. And really, that's how you have to buy an apartment complex. Like, apartment complexes aren't bought one person at a time. They're bought with a big group of people. Some people are the passive investors. They simply put their money in. Others are the experts that know what they're doing, and they know how to go in and manage the property, to get the right property management on, and, you know, work through all the details. And so that was a big mindset shift that I had to go through.
Yeah.
Then a second one is another mindset shift I had to go through was the scarcity mindset. So scarcity mindset is where in your mind, you think, oh, that person just got this really great deal, and dang it, I missed it. I guess there's no more deals left for me. You see it as everything is finite. There's only so many deals to go around. But the opposite of that is actually true. And so switching from scarcity to abundance mindset, where you're thinking, oh, you know, you can celebrate the person who just closed a big deal, but know that there's still more deals to go around. It's the whole concept of the, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. So you help other people and you move toward it. And I've found that to be very true in the real estate community, especially the multifamily community, how everybody has this abundance mindset, like, oh, you want to grow? I want to grow. Let's all grow together. And it's not a, I'm going to grow higher than you and squash you, right? And I love that about what I'm doing right now.
That's so awesome. It's amazing the limitations that we can put on ourselves just from the confines of our own mind. And when we can break past those, and the cool thing about mindset shifts is that there's just endless levels, right? Like once we reach one level, then there's another mindset shift that needs to happen to reach the next level. And that's just the journey that we're on with personal development and entrepreneurship. And I'm sure many other people in other areas of their lives, but it's really cool to hear you talk about all that stuff, Camilla. So you are a triathlete and just an athlete in general. I'd love to hear how that athlete part of you, how you feel like that relates or influences your real estate business.
I'll tell you a quick story. So the biggest triathlon I've done is a half Ironman. And in a half Ironman, it's a 1.2 mile swim, followed by a 56 mile bike, followed by a 13.1 mile run. And this takes hours to complete. This is like, you know, for the really fast people, it's 4 hours. But for me, it was like between 6 and 7 hours to do a triathlon of this magnitude. And if you think about the toll that that takes on your body to be going at a constant high level of physicality for 6 to 7 hours, it's a lot. And so during my triathlon, I was at the end of the bike and I was coming into transition to the run. And that bike kicked my butt. It was so hard and I was spent. I was just physically exhausted, mentally. I was down. I didn't know if I could even like go and finish the run, you know? And so I come into transition and unfortunately you have to change your shoes from, you know, cause from your bike shoes to your running shoes. And I made a mistake and I sat down to change my shoes. And the moment I sat down, my body's like, oh, good, you're done. Okay, just, you know, stay here, you know, rest, relax, be done. And I put my shoes on and I had a moment. It felt like a really long time, probably wasn't a really long time, but I had a moment there that I just hung my head between my knees. And I was like, I don't think I can finish this. I don't know if I can do this. And, you know, all this wave of emotion. And then two things came into my mind. And one was, Camilla, you're prepared. You've been training for this for a year. Don't waste that training, right? And then number two, Camilla, you have 5 little kids out there who are watching your every move. And this makes me emotional, but watching your every move, and they are waiting to high five you. If you don't get out there and high five them, what's that experience going to be like for them? And I was like, okay. So I got my butt up and I went out and I got slathered with sunscreen. It was disgusting, but they slather you as you walk past them. And then I went out and I started the run. And there were my 5 little children with their little hands out wearing a cute little Go Mommy shirts, you know, and I high-fived them and I finished. It wasn't pretty, but I finished, right? And so experiences like that, because as an entrepreneur, you're going to have moments like that all the time, all the time. It's just crazy how you have these moments where you're just hanging your head, your anxiety is spiking like crazy. And you're just like, I don't know how I can move on. But you just have to remember, number one, you've been training for this, right? I've been in real estate 19 years. I've been training for the big stuff. And then number two, I have children who are watching my every move and who are involved in my business. And they need to see their mom pick her head up and like move forward, right? And practice what she preaches. I talked about earlier that, you know, failure, like it's good to fail. It's good to fail. Well, I have to practice what I preach, right? And they have to see that example. And so those are two really big things for me.
Wow. I'm tearing up too. That's just so moving. And yeah, I'm also a triathlete. I don't think I mentioned that. So I have not done a 70.3, but I can imagine that after the bike, having those feelings. So that was amazing. Thank you so much, Camilla, for sharing your stories and so much valuable stuff in there. So I'd love to shine the spotlight on you. Tell us how the listeners can get a hold of you and anything else you'd love to share.
Yes. So I would love to reach out. I mean, everybody says this a podcast guest, but for reals, we always want you guys to reach out and say hello. It makes me so excited. And so the easiest way is just to find me on Facebook, Camilla Jeffs. I'm on there on Facebook. I do have a website, steadystreaminvestments.com, where you can learn all about passive investing and you can see all that. If you want to see what me and my children do, you can go find me on Instagram, steadystreaminvestments. And I posted all about the whole live and flip rehab. And you can like scroll through our pictures and see what we did. But yeah, I would love to connect with anyone.
Awesome. Well, y'all know how to find Camilla. So go forth and do that. Thanks so much, Camilla. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.